Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9. Freshly dug Joycast.
Now, recently the Australian Quakers had their annual meeting over in Adelaide. And much to many people's surprise, although not those, I think, who know the Quakers, they called on the federal government to amend the Marriage Act to give full and equal legal recognition to all marriages, regardless of the sexual orientation and gender of the partners. In other words, they have come on board supporting marriage equality. Now, one of the people who's been very involved in all this, and he'll tell us a little bit about it now, is Roger Sawkins, who joins us on the line. Hello, Roger.
Hello, Doug. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I gather we'll talk about your wedding in a little while, but I gather you've actually been actively campaigning within the Quaker movement for this to happen.
Yes, I guess this is part of a process which started about 35 years ago in 1975 when Quakers made a statement, a public statement about changes to the law. Then, of course, homosexual acts between men were illegal and Quakers called for that to be changed. There was then some discussion in the 80s about supporting gay relationships, and again, they made a statement supporting such relationships. And this final marriage equality statement is really a culmination of that long process and really tidying up some of the bits and pieces that they've been discussing over the last many years.
Now, for people who don't know what or who or what Quakers are, we know that you're a Christian group, but you don't call yourselves a church as such, do you?
Well, not normally. Quakers started in the 17th century as a breakaway from the mainstream Christian churches when the Bible was translated into English and people realised that what the Bible said was not necessarily what the churches said. So Quakers rejected a lot of the traditional aspects of Christian religion, such as having churches and cathedrals and having bishops and archbishops and popes and hymns and all those sorts of things, and went back to the New Testament says about each person has something of God within them and people can gather together and listen and share their experiences of God.
Because one of the strange things, I had a friend some years ago when I was at university who was a Quaker, and I went along to a meeting once. One of the things is you don't actually have any services as such, do you?
No, we don't have any fixed form of service. We basically gather in silence, and sometimes people will speak with perhaps a message that they want to pass on. It's very much a do-it-yourself type religion. It's like a meditation, except that it's rather different in the sense that we feel that meditation in the group is more effective. Also, it's more a matter of listening to the God within each person rather than meditating as such.
So, how do you move from that point of view to this level of respect, it's about the only thing I can call it, the level of respect that the Quaker movement has for same-sex relationships?
Well, Quakers have always been concerned about equality. I mean, even from the early days, women and children were treated as equal to all others. We've also been concerned, because of that equality thing, been concerned about people who are less fortunate, I guess. I mean, prisons was very much an early concern of Quakers. In Australia, there's been, of course, the race relations, Aboriginal situation. So, therefore, the concern for gay and lesbian people was part of that sort of development of looking at equality.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to come at things because so much of the Christian religion has leapt onto the Old Testament notions and condemned homosexuality. It's refreshing to find somebody coming up with a more New Testament viewpoint, I think I can safely call it.
Well, yes, I guess so. Quakers tend to be very practical sort of people. We look at the situations as they occur and treat them on the basis of, looking at respecting each person individually. I mean, love is not something that's restricted to heterosexuals, nor should marriage and things like that be.
No. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've actually been married in it's a meeting house, you call it, isn't it? In a Quaker meeting house.
We call it a Quaker meeting house. I myself haven't been married.
You haven't, but are you going to be?
It's not my intention. My personal view is not very favourable as far as marriage is concerned. I think it comes with a whole lot of expectations and so on and so forth. And in fact, it's my personal belief that the Marriage Act should be abolished. I don't see that it's relevant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Both state and federal governments can now determine that I and my partner are de facto for the purposes of, all the necessary legislation like tax and social security.
Mm-hmm.
So, my personal view is that the Marriage Act has become irrelevant. But, I mean, my second view, I suppose, is that while it's still there, it did better treat people equally.
So have you had a same-sex wedding in your meeting house?
Not in ours here in Brisbane, because I'm based in Brisbane, but yes, there was one in Canberra a couple of years ago. Because there aren't very many Quakers, then these things don't occur all that often.
Uh-huh.
And also there would probably be other Quakers who, like me, would not necessarily want to have a formal marriage.
Right. Now, you said in the press release that the Quakers were going to not exactly lobby the government, but make your views known to the government. How is that going to work out in practical terms?
We have a Quaker Peace and Legislation Committee based in Canberra, which does from time to time monitor government activity, mainly in relation to peace and social justice issues.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to look at this and decide, what's the best way of going about it and where they will start. It's obviously early days at this stage as to how we might go about persuading the government to change their minds. And, of course, it's not just the current government. I mean, the opposition is...
No, they're not very friendly either, are they?
No.
Well, the best of luck, and I suppose, in a sense, I ought to say welcome aboard to the marriage equality movement. It's always good to have another organisation, particularly one coming from a Christian perspective.
Yes, it's no longer the Christian churches versus the left. It's there are some Christian churches who are prepared to...
Well, I might almost say there's been a breach in the dank, so to speak. sorry about that. I never could resist a bad joke.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Roger.
Okay.
And, we look forward to hearing more from the Quakers in the future.
Thank you, Doug.
That was Roger Sawkins from the Quakers there, the first Christian, not exactly church, well, we'll call them a Christian church, the first Christian church to come across in and speak out in favour of marriage equality. But then again, they did fight against slavery long before anybody else. And they also ran most of the chocolate factories in England during the Industrial Revolution because it was better for you than beer. So they've always had that. And of course, they've given us Quaker oats. So, a lot of good things come out of the Quaker movement. You're listening to Freshly Dug on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.